It's Chris on the match.
I'm lost for words.
The original trash head, Chris Evans.
If a guy didn't get cracked open, he wasn't really wrestling.
Chris
on the mat.
You can make people sit their butts in those seats. Your box office.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
And now joining us by telephone from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, a man I talked about Saturday night at Devotion Championship Wrestling, saying he could not be there because he was stuck in Saudi Arabia. He was stuck in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Here is Christopher Evans. Chris, how you doing, my man?
Yowie wowie, we've done it again, and now we have a new WWE Universal Champion. Yeah, it was good. How y'all doing in Turnbuckle Trash Lake?
We're trashy, I'm telling you that. Had a great time Saturday. I was the ring announcer at Devotion Championship Wrestling. I think you read about that on my radio station blog today. So it was a blast. It was a blast. So
I bet you had a blast doing it. Another check mark on the to-do list is done now.
Yeah, that's one of them. I had done it before. I had done ringside announcing in Louisiana. I think I even mentioned it in the blog post today. That Ted DiBiase Sr., the Million Dollar Man, was there. Also, a very young Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty. There was the Fabulous Freebirds without Michael Hayes. Coco Beware before he was the Birdman. He wrestled Jim Hellwig. That became the Ultimate Warrior. Tommy Gilbert was there. It was a fun show. And Ted DiBiase Sr. stepped on my hand. Thank you very much.
And probably did that wonderful laugh that I love so much.
It was great. Hey, the Crown Jewel event. The event itself actually was probably the best of the events they've had so far in Saudi Arabia. There were some missteps, and we'll talk about that. But let's talk about this controversy a little bit. You said you had breaking news that you just read this afternoon, and we're doing this on Monday the 4th. So maybe on Monday Night Raw, they'll address this a little bit more. What did you find out just a few minutes ago?
Well, with everything that's been going on, they said that the WWE had left the professional wrestlers in Saudi Arabia because there was a controversy. We don't know what it really is. Nobody was there. We don't have no idea what this was.
Right.
But then somebody had something on Facebook that said the Saudi Arabia did not pay Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I've read that.
Then they said they were going to cut ties with the WWE. As of right now, I had read on a site, now don't take me this for the gospel, but it said that the WWE and the Saudi Arabia Prince have signed for the year 2027. So that means that they're going to still keep having Crown Jewels from now till 2027.
Okay, let me get this out there, because Zane and I have discussed this a little bit too on other portions of the pod. But I wanted to get this out there. There's a differing stories out there. One is mechanical issues. And the charter airline has actually apologized for mechanical issues. Can you believe that? Yeah. I don't know. We weren't there, like you just said.
The other thing
was that Vince wanted his money, that the Saudi prince hadn't paid him a substantial amount. And that Vince actually cut off the feed to Saudi Arabia, to Saudi Arabian TV, and then turned it right back on. And then I read something today from an insider that works for AAA in Mexico, but supposedly he has inside knowledge that the Saudis wanted to kidnap the wrestlers. Now, I don't know if this is true. I'm just reporting what I read on Real Wrestling Facebook page, okay?
Gotcha.
So, evidently, there was some money issues. Don't know if it's true. I'm not even going to give an opinion on this one because there's so many things out there. I want people to believe what they want to believe. And I believe what I want to believe. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, I think it was mechanical issues, but a little bit of contractual stuff.
Okay.
What about you, Christopher Evans?
To be honest with you, I think I'll go with you about the mechanical issues. We don't really know. There's so many wrestlers are putting things out on Twitter they're twittering and twattering and doing everything that they want to do. But the thing I'm having a problem is you got Luke Harper that was over there. Never saw him at the – I didn't know that Luke Harper even went over to Saudi Arabia.
He was there, yep. He was there.
So Luke Harper was there. You've got all these wrestlers. But AJ Styles came out, and he's got his side of the story. I can't wait till that breaks. I want to see this and hear this.
Yeah, me too.
I want to see what he has to say, because I don't really know. Could it have happened? Yes. You go over to a foreign country. They wanted, because they know it's bukus of money. But do we know what actually happened? No. So get off the keyboards, guys. You weren't there. You're not behind the scenes. You don't know. You have no idea.
Now,
we will never know.
No, we probably will just get snippets here and there.
Yep.
I'm hoping that the WWE tonight, before Raw, at the beginning of Raw, will issue some sort of statement. Now, whether they will or not, I have no clue. They need to kind of clear this up. Then the Saudi Arabian people need to, you know, if it was mechanical issues and there's all this bad publicity for that country, they need to say, no, that's not true. That did not happen. But then again, you're going to have your people on Twitter and saying, oh, yeah, that's the public relations people doing that. It's not the truth. So we'll never really know. We might get snippets here, snippets there. That's why I'm telling people, make your own opinion. And then when and if, and evidently we're going to have more Saudi Arabia shows, we'll see how many wrestlers say, nah, not going to do it this time. You've already got several that say they're not going.
Yeah.
You know, that they haven't gone because of their political views. And I support them 100%. I might not agree with them 100% on that, but if you're going to stand up for your beliefs, dadgum, I support you 100%. So I think that's when we're really going to find out the truth.
I support them and what they stand for. I mean, the WWE did make history with the two ladies that did wrestle finally.
That was awesome.
They made history, which I thought that was beautiful. Loved it. But you know what? If the guys don't want to go over and risk their lives because that place is like a jungle, then I support you 100%. To be honest with you, we have no business being over there to put those boys' lives on the line. That's like giving them an AK or an AR-15 and ACUs and boots and saying, okay, you're a soldier now.
Well, no. I think the thing was, when I was watching Crown Jewel, I saw the crowd reaction. It was fantastic. The crowd was into it. The little boys, the little girls, the families that were there. And some of them were in traditional Saudi Arabian dress.
Yeah.
Not knowing the technical term, and I'm not trying to diss them by any means. So those are the people that I feel bad for. Those are the ones that are getting a black eye in all this. It's the ones that are the true fans, those that just wanted to have the WWE there. The more radical end of whatever it is, whether it's religion or whether it's just military or whether it's the radical end of the government that might be causing this, that's the ones I worry about, because when you get radicals, they're liable to do anything. It is the extreme that seems to define any type of movement, whether it's conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, religious. It is the extreme that tends to define that movement.
That is very, very true, and a wonderful statement that you made. I stand behind that, but at least Crown Jewel was not bad. It was good this time. There was a couple of blunders, a couple of butt fumbles, but you know what? The show was good. Mr. Kelly Denton, you made some great points on the Facebook page too. I will admit.
Is that about how Bray Wyatt has been as indestructible now as the Fiend?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm thinking. Kelly made some great points.
Yes,
and
he did.
He is right about what they did. But you know what? After all these dark matches, after everything that they put this man down, And I called it. I knew he was going to win the title at Crown Jewel. Yeah. I got it. So it was okay for right now. Crown Jewel, congratulations. You did it.
Yeah, I got to say one thing about that women's match, Lacey Evans and Natalya Neidhart. Good match. Yeah. Of course, they were covered up. They're in a different culture. People that were upset that they weren't in the regular women's garb, you know what? Mm-hmm. Screw you. I don't care. They were in a different culture than the United States.
Yes.
But what I liked, what I loved, was at the end of the match, when Natalya stood there, Lacey Evans stood there, and they hugged, and they cried.
Yes.
Real emotion, because they knew what it meant. It meant so much to women all over the world, especially in that culture. I think it meant more than we will know in our lifetime.
And they went out of the ring, and they went to the ladies' section where they were, and they hugged them, and they kissed their hand. And I think it meant more for Natalya than it did Lacey, because Natalya's been put down so much in the WWE. And to finally make this kind of history, it was like okay, we're going to boost you up just a little bit, and that's how we're going to do it. And you know what? That was good. I liked the way they did it.
I loved it.
The match was excellent.
Yeah, it was. It was. And then I liked the Battle Royal for the USA number one contendership. I thought it was fine.
Yes.
I wasn't real thrilled about Brock and Kane. I thought,
oh God, that was just the most awful match I've ever seen in my life.
I'm saying this isn't wrestling, that's MMA, you know?
Yeah, it was.
And if you're an MMA fan, fine. I want wrestling. I want a story.
Yes.
And it was too short. But Zayn said that Kane is damaged. It was really short because he needs knee surgery. Didn't know that. That's what Zayn told me. So.
Yeah, his legs are almost just like mine. They're going to have to be replaced very soon. But well, I tell you what. I mean, I give the man credit. He went in there, and he needs a lot more. Kane needs a lot more training in wrestling.
Yeah,
I mean, his style and everything, it was just too sloppy, and I didn't like it. But a lot of the fanboys said, "Oh my gosh, this is going to be the greatest thing." No, it wasn't.
No.
This was a blind man trying. It was a blind squirrel searching for a nut, and he didn't find it.
No, he didn't.
So
no,
no,
no. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would have given it a 3. I mean, it wasn't even average to me. I know there are other people who loved it. I just didn't like it, and then I wasn't real thrilled with Braun Strowman and the boxer either.
I didn't even watch. I skipped over on YouTube. I skipped it. I didn't even want to attempt to watch it. This was the big. And do you know that Michael Cole screwed up when he said, for the first time in history, a professional boxer, an undefeated professional heavyweight boxer, is taking on a professional wrestler? That's a lie.
He said WWE.
Oh, WWE.
Yeah, he didn't say professional wrestler. He said in a WWE ring, because we all know Muhammad Ali and Inoki. Jerry Lawler took on Rocky Johnson, who was George Foreman's training partner at the time. It's been done all over, professional boxers and wrestlers. It's been done a lot.
Yeah. Floyd Mayweather versus The Big Show.
That's one that he probably messed up on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he got slammed for that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We've all seen this before.
Yeah.
But it's just, gosh, people. But it was good. The show was good. I mean, the main event, finally, we have the – and have you noticed that they are just destroying Seth Rollins? That the fans are turning on him, and now he's saying, you wanted me to become this face, and now you're turning against me. Fans don't care if you're a face anymore. They're not cheering the fan. They're not cheering the faces. They're cheering the heels.
They're wanting that anti-hero.
Yeah,
I think you and I have discussed this. That they want that, and that's what when they set up the Firefly Funhouse, I don't think they realized how entertaining that was to psychopaths like me. I loved it. I loved the parody of it. And then I've always liked Bray Wyatt. And then when I saw that mask, I was hooked. I was cheering for The Fiend and the Firefly Funhouse. As a matter of fact, this summer, I think it was the week they put out the Firefly Funhouse t-shirt, I ordered one. I have one in my closet right now. And I want to get a Yowie Owie shirt, but, you know, I've got other things going on that cost me money right now. So
that's understandable.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
Yeah, but I don't think they realized that that's – I don't think they really comprehended how popular to the quote, fanboy, the character of the Fiend would be. It's kind of like, you know, how popular the Undertaker became, how the Road Warriors became face, even though they never changed what they were doing. Stone Cold Steve Austin never changed his style, never changed anything he did. He became a fan favorite. Eddie Guerrero, I mean, lie, cheat, steal, and, you know, if you can't win, lie and cheat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think they underestimated that that is still a very real thing in professional wrestling.
Well, it is, and from what, I mean, I get it. I'm a fan of The Fiend. I like it. I love the style. I love what they've done to him, and I love what they have. But, I mean, Seth's been saying things that just off the wall, and they've been throwing things at him after the shows.
Which they shouldn't do.
No, they shouldn't do that. I mean, the man don't deserve that.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't deserve things being thrown at him, but come on. This is a professional wrestling show. Come on, dude. You know what this is all about.
Now, Seth, he knows what Roman Reigns has been going through.
Oh, yeah.
Roman Reigns has been pushed and pushed as a face. And about half of the people do not like Roman Reigns. They boo him.
Yeah.
But I'll take you back to one Monday Night Raw when Roman got into the ring. This was before his diagnosis with the cancer. He got into the ring, and the crowd was brutal, just brutal. They were all over him. He couldn't. Every time he'd take the microphone, they would start booing louder, and I could read his lips. He looked down to someone on the floor, and he says, "I got him in my palm of my hands." He worked it that way. Yeah, and Seth should learn something from that.
Well, you know what you can do. I mean, If you own the WWE or you owned a wrestler like Seth Rollins, I would go up to Jerry Lawler and say, "Okay, Jerry, tell this man how you became over being a heel just by picking up a microphone, because you were the master at ticking people off in about 3 or 4 seconds.
Yeah,
and you didn't have to say but 2 words."
And some of those words he couldn't say today, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, there's nothing. But that's just the way it is now. They cheered the heels and they boo the baby faces, and wrestling fans just don't know what they want. But Grant, like we just a few minutes we said, we just said it. Crown Jewel was good for the first time in 3 years that they've done this. Yeah. So congratulations, guys, you did it in Crown Jewel, and I give you all the credit in the world.
It was the best of the bunch so far, I'll guarantee you
that.
Because they've had some they've had some terrible, terrible shows.
Even the best tag team in the world. That was good. I love that.
I love that. The OC winning that.
Yes.
With the Viking Raiders, and then you also had the Revival in there, and you had the New Day. That was so much fun. I mean, that tag team turmoil match, and then that that over the top battle royal in the pre show. Those were fun. I mean, F-U-N-N-N-N-N, fun.
And the OC deserved it after they've been, you know, they've been, you know, shafted on a little bit too much, and they finally give them something that they deserve. So that's good. The best in the world tag team.
And
excellent. Loved it.
And then they'll be able to use that tonight on Monday Night Raw, coming out with AJ holding that. It's great booking. Great. Hats off to the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
We complain. We sit there. We criticize them. But I'll tell you what, when they get it right, they get it right. And they got this one right, my friend.
Yeah, they got it right for the first time. It was about time that they did it this way. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
I really liked it. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the WWE. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much you've been following All Elite. Have you followed any of that? Yeah, it's not...
The only thing that I've been following a little bit of it, and I mean, how can you get a t-shirt so fast by just a couple of words? I got a ticket, and now he's getting now. Chris Jericho has a new shirt that has you see him with his little frowning face, and he has a ticket in his hand. I got a ticket, and they've got a shirt now with that.
You know why? Because we're all marks, brother. We're all marks.
I love it. I love it. But it was just, it's amazing. Just a few simple words, just like with the bubbly. Now he's got with the ticket.
Yeah. You'll be watching All Elite this week. Chris will come out. I got a ticket. Mm-hmm.
I do have a plan on going down to Georgia here shortly. I want to go to NWA so badly, but AEW, you did wonderful, except for you buried the Rock and Roll Express. Thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate you just shasting all over those two. Wonderful tag team, a great tag team, and you did that, but it's part of the storyline.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
That's it. I got to tell you what happened on Saturday night, okay?
Got you.
I've had devotion, and, you know, if you read my blog post today, and it's been shared a couple of times on Facebook by several different people. But one thing that happened right at the very beginning, a couple of the referees came out into the middle ring with United States flags, and they played God Bless America, which I thought was absolutely wonderful before the show. So while this was going on, I started thinking, boy, wrestling fans. So I said, if there's one thing I know about wrestling fans, they love to chant. So I led them in the USA chant. And it was spine tingling, man. I got chills up my spine. There were 300 people there doing the USA, USA chant.
Yeah.
And then as it died down, I started to get ready to announce the show. And I said, hey, let's chant DCW. And they were going crazy for that. It was a blast. And that's one of the things that bothers me a little bit about the NWA.
Okay.
NWA Power. They have their ring announcer in there. And he goes, ladies and gentlemen, this match is for one fall. The crowd wants to go, one fall. He doesn't let them say it. And in this corner, here's Nick Aldis. Here's Tim Storm. He doesn't sell it at all. Let the crowd chant one fall. They're having fun. The WWE doesn't let them chant one fall.
Yeah.
You know, they'll say, it's for one fall. And you'll hear some of the crowd going, one fall. If they were doing it right, the announcer would pause and let the crowd do it. Let them have their dadgum fun.
Yeah, let them have fun.
Yeah. Sorry.
It is. But you're right. The NWA with the announcer, he's kind of bland.
Yeah, the in-ring announcer, and he probably, you know, can do it, but they just have him doing it this way for some reason. I just don't particularly like it, and that's probably my only complaint about NWA Power, because I love that show.
I didn't have any complaints about it. The last show that they did was perfect. There was a couple of hiccups with the women's match, but other than that, it was good. I tell you what, I love me some James Storm. When he's ready to, when he gets on that mic, it's golden. I love it.
Yeah.
So, but the NWA is fine. We had that one guy on the Facebook page that said that the NWA was trash, and I go on there, this is better than WWE. At least there's action and not 15-minute promos. But then he said something else. I respect your comments, sir. That's fine. But
was this the one that you had the little tete-a-tete with on Facebook?
No, this was another guy that I just ended it there. But the one from Alliance Championship Wrestling.
Oh, get on your soapbox, Mr. Chris. Get on that soapbox right now.
Okay, fine. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to cut your promo. Here we go.
Okay.
Mr. What was this idiot's name? I'm going to call him Walter from Jeff Dunham here in just a minute. But Alliance Championship Wrestling, I don't know how many fans you have, maybe 6, 7. That's all I counted when I watched your video. You told me I need to get out of my mother's basement. I need to get a life. Yes, I did something wrong. I gave away TNA or Impact's championship match.
I was going to get on you about that too.
I did the wrong thing, and I apologize. But I just saved everybody from watching something that's on tapes over a week ago or a couple of days ago.
Right.
But when he did what he did, That's kind of insulting, but that's okay. I just told him that what I don't like, what I do like, but you still want to insult me, sir. Well, that's fine. You can take your Alliance Championship Wrestling, you can turn it sideways, and I'm going to do the rock here, and shove it up your candy, you know what. Mm-hmm. And I don't care. If you don't like it, it's tough. I have my opinions, and I'll always will. Thank you, sir. Now, have a nice day. And I did say, have a nice day.
Yes.
So.
And I think I even chimed in that he
yes.
needs to realize that people can have differing opinions. That's yes, one of the problems with, and I probably have said this every daggum podcast, there's no problem with people disagreeing. You can disagree with me. I don't care. But don't insult me, you know?
No, no.
And if you want to insult me, I'm not going to insult you back because you have your opinion and you have that right to your opinion. But please, respect other people's opinion. That is what's wrong with Twitter. That is what's wrong with Facebook. That is what Instagram's a little bit different. But those two, I just, come on, people. People can have differing opinions, can't they? Without you calling them and
the problem is that this is supposed to be an owner of a company.
Yeah, that's true.
He's supposed to be the owner of a company, and you get on Facebook behind a keyboard, sir, not to my face, behind a keyboard, and you say this to me. Okay, I don't know where you live. I don't care. It's not like I'm going to come down there and beat you with a baseball bat. I wouldn't do that anyway. I don't want to waste my time.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I don't want to waste my time. And frankly, I don't want to go to jail for somebody that I don't like. but so here's the thing. I really don't care about this man. I mean, I hope he slides under a gas truck, takes his own blood. We've already been down that road before. Mm-hmm. But Alliance Pro Wrestling, good luck to you guys, whoever wrestles for this man. You're never going to hit the big leagues. None of you will, because none of you look like you can even pick up a peanut butter sandwich. But who knows? So, but that's my opinion.
You know,
it's my opinion,
and I respect your opinion. So,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
I think you and I disagreed on something today on one of the Facebook pages.
And you know what? I agreed with you because two reasons. You guys that were talking to me about it, you're correct. I just, when I saw it, I've seen this storyline before, and it just did. Ring of Honor's lost their dang minds.
Yeah, yeah.
For what they did.
Well, this was their announcer, Ian, what's his last name? Anyway, he's mm-hmm. I can't remember. He got involved in a match, and it's been done mm-hmm. a million times. He
yes,
did a nice splash off the top rope, though. You got to mention that. Nice elbow.
Oh, it was. It was a nice elbow.
But there's always been the announcers getting involved in the storylines here and there. I mean, you had Michael Cole and Jerry the King Lawler. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a WrestleMania moment.
That was that was a WrestleMania moment.
It was
moment.
Terrible too.
Yes, it was.
Sorry, Jerry. But
you
were talking about how bad it was, and I had to agree with the guy that disagreed with you on that. And
I had no problem with that.
And you know what?
No problem.
That's cool, you know? And if you didn't say, yeah, you're right, Dave, I would still respect your opinion, you know, because it is your opinion. So,
well, I mean, I'm not gonna disrespect family. I'm not gonna disrespect anybody that I know personally, because we both have our opinions, and you know this profession better than I do. But the way that I saw it and I looked, I was like, oh my god. It was almost like when I had that post about Kenny Omega and the 8-year-old girl.
Oh, that was bad.
And I couldn't ask him, now this is what's wrong with wrestling.
But you know, that was in Japan. They do crazy, crazy things in Japan.
Do you think that, honestly, that if that was to happen in the United States, you know what kind of backlash they would get?
Oh, no. Kenny Omega would be in so much trouble.
Yes.
And I think you and I will agree, that's one of the reasons we don't like things like intergender wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do, but it's not my favorite. It's not something that I say, you know what? I think I'm going to watch a man beat on a woman or a woman beat on a man. It's not something I really want to see. And that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hear that Tessa Blanchard is fixing to leave Impact Wrestling. I think you said that.
Yeah, I heard that she might be leaving, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, I did the wrong thing. I gave away the, you know, I gave away the main event. Yeah. So that was my bad. I apologize. But you know what? When you do a match that's been taped 3 days ahead or 3 days behind, and now, God, Lord, but I got raked over the coals. That's fine. I raked right back.
But so, you've apologized.
Oh well. Yeah, I apologized. I said, fine, man, I'm sorry, but I don't care for somebody going into the ring, into a cage, and it's a female, and here we go with the same story again.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. So that's it. So end of done. It's done.
It's done. It's done. It's done.
Yes,
so
it is,
let's get back a little bit more to the NWA Power. I know that you really, really like this show.
Oh,
what is it you like the best about NWA Power?
The best thing I like about NWA Power is the matches that are, they're not the longest matches in the world, but they tell stories in the ring. The commentating is perfect. The storyline with Nick Aldis and his insurance policy is starting to get really, really good. But, I mean, Tim Storm with his back issue, now we're thinking about, he's thinking about retiring, which, you know, I wouldn't care if he did or not. I mean, it's fine. But it's so good because it's not 50 to 75 wrestlers you have to keep up with.
Right.
It's just a handful. And it's not that long to watch. I mean, it's an hour of professional wrestling.
And you're going to get probably 4 to 5 matches. You're probably going to get 3 to 4 promos. You're going to get the Jim Cornette on commentary, and he is hilarious sometimes. Plus,
and
he knows.
And he's already in trouble.
I heard about that. Good grief.
And it was stupid.
Yeah, he said was stupid. It meant it was talking about, let's see if I get this right. Mm-hmm. He was telling somebody basically to commit suicide. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
That's the wrong thing to do, Jim. Jim, that's the wrong thing to do. But is that going to take him off the air? I don't think so. He's done so much other stuff. He's so good. People can make mistakes, and I don't care.
No. And people make mistakes all the time. I make 5 before I get out of bed. I mean, so, but that's why we're put on this earth, to make mistakes so we can learn. But Jim never learns.
That's true.
But Jim don't learn. That's his problem, but that's okay. That's why he's always one of the goats. He's like one of the goats. He is the greatest of all time. But the NWA is perfect. I don't care what anybody else says. You can call it trash if you want, but I'm going to continue to watch that. Every time YouTube, when I get my, I'm subscribed and that bell goes off and tell me it's time, I go straight to my phone and I watch it. And I just, hey, that's my hour of relaxation right there with a whole bunch of guys in spandex beating each other to death. I love it. I'll have my juice box, and I'll tell Mom to give me a Hot Pocket. Let's do
this. That's right. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
So let's go ahead and say this. If you like NWA Power, watch NWA Power. Mm-hmm. If you like WWE Raw and SmackDown, watch Raw and SmackDown. If you like NXT better than All Elite, watch NXT. If you like All Elite the best, watch All Elite. I have said that right now, my favorite programs to watch, NXT number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say, no, NWA, NXT are really close together.
Yeah.
Then I kind of like SmackDown, maybe over All Elite just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Raw is way down the list. And ROH, I think their TV product, has gone downhill. And I don't know if you saw or not, but Joey Mercury has quit that company, and not in a kind way. He was backstage being a booker, and he is not happy with management at ROH.
No, he wasn't happy with ROH, and I read all the, because of the medical issues and all this other stuff. It kind of reminds me of this other idiot that was in, that started with this controversy on the T-shirt that's trying to, you know, he's just wanting his 15 minutes of fame. And
yeah, with
got
Jim Cornette. That's what you're talking about, right?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the WWE.
Oh, okay.
That guy.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to call him that. That guy.
That guy.
That guy.
Okay.
Because he wants to be famous, and you're not a good wrestler, dude. but you had a t-shirt and you got offended by it. Grow up. So, grow up. That's all I got to say.
I'm going to tell you the honest truth. And I have never tried to tell anybody how to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the t-shirts that are out there offend me.
Oh, and, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, mm-hmm. One of the people that I know very well has some stuff out there that I would never wear because it mm-hmm. offends me. But am I going to say that to his face? No, because he's a friend of mine, and he has the mm-hmm. choice. He's not me. And I support him to be able to do that. If somebody wants to wear that shirt, I don't think you should wear it in public. You could wear it to a wrestling match. You could wear it, around the house or with your buddies. But to be walking down the mall and you see somebody wearing a shirt that yeah. has more than mm-hmm. sexual mm-hmm. innuendo. I'm just yep. going to say it. You know what the letters stand for? For unlawful carnal knowledge.
Yeah.
That's what it stands for. And that mm-hmm. offends me because the origins of the word unlawful, and that's what offends me. And but I'm not going to go up to somebody and say, take a shirt off. I might complain to somebody in charge, but I'm not going to go up to them personally and tell them to take it off. That's not me.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
but that's what the word means.
I've been there with my hat and my shirt that I was wearing, and
yeah.
somebody asked me to take my hat off, and I just looked at him, and I had a bunch of my guys with me, and I said, look, man, this is a free country. I'm going to wear what I want to wear, and if you don't like it, turn your head, go the other way. Simple as that.
But now, there is no foul language on that hat.
No, there's no foul language.
No foul language on that hat, yeah.
But for you, I understand perfectly, because if it does offend you, you don't need to be wearing that around there, because come on now.
But it's you're different. Yeah. Yours was a political statement. Political speech is protected. Okay.
Sometimes.
That ask those poor kids that with that Native American in Washington last year, they yeah, got right. railroaded, and that's yes, probably going to get yeah. in trouble by saying that. But look at the facts. Nah. Look at the facts on that. But there's a difference mm-hmm. between political speech and free speech.
That's true.
Okay, free speech, it can be offensive, mm-hmm. and if somebody finds it offensive, they have the right to complain. If it's a political statement, as long as it does not use foul mm-hmm. language,
yep.
then I support their right to do that. 100%.
I have no problem with it as long as it's not, offensive to... But there, these times and days, I mean, the littlest thing offends these little snowflakes. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. I just laugh at them and just walk away.
Have you heard the new term for young people, the millennials, talking about people like me? Have you heard that term?
No, what is it?
We're called boomers.
Oh, Lord.
Baby boomers, and it's supposed to be something that is insulting.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? I'm proud to be a boomer. I would get a shirt. I will go. If I ever find a t-shirt that says proud to be a boomer, I'm going to buy it.
There you go. And then let
some little punk kid come up to me and say, oh, that's stupid. I'm going to say, well, no, it's not. I'm a boomer. I'm proud. I'm 62 years old. I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of who I've been. I'm proud of the man that I mm-hmm. am. I do not do anything on purpose to offend anybody. It's not
like
me.
I still like the one that says, my generation is going to start a revolution. Your generation don't even know what bathroom to use. Your generation can't even crack an egg opener or cook bacon without crying. Come on, man.
And my generation did start a revolution. Just ask the Beatles. They did too. Revolution and Revolution number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine.
Boomers
will understand that. So,
well, besides wrestling, I couldn't help it. Someone had posted a song, and I kept playing it. It was called the Monkees' Salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see the salesman, and they're down there with the devil, I just keep seeing this one person. But I love that song. I love Salesman. It was perfect. That was a great place. But Kate, don't you see Vince McMahon as the devil?
Sometimes.
Salesman, I mean.
Sometimes, Bubba.
All right.
But I did put him on my Mount Rushmore. Remember that.
But besides that, I got one question for you.
Yes,
did
sir.
Do you like the heel turn with Mr. Balor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now it's not. Yeah, I loved it. It's perfect.
There's nothing wrong with a good heel turn.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with it.
And the way they did it uh-huh. was perfect.
Yeah.
The way he's about to take that jacket off it. Bam! Loved it. Loved it.
Yep.
Then he goes into the middle of the ring the next night, and the light is on him, and he starts cutting this promo, and he says, "I lost to a man in a mask." But, yeah, I think the Prince Devitt, he may be rearing his head very soon.
I you know, there's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with a good heel turn. I mean,
I love
it's
yeah,
part it of the sport. I mean, Bailey.
Yeah, it is.
Bailey's
it is.
Heel turn. I thought it was you know, something a long time ago. Matter of fact, Saturday night there were some giveaways, and the giveaway, one of the was a Bailey hugger shirt. And I said, "Uh-oh, nobody wants to hug Bailey now." And the kid who won it kind of looked like I said, "I would hug Bailey," and the crowd just died laughing. So, yeah.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, and that will be available on YouTube, I think, later this week.
Sweet.
And then there's going to be commentary added to it later, okay?
Right.
And my friend Trent that does mm-hmm. the video, he just put a new video from their Halloween show on YouTube. He wow. did the commentary all by himself, did all the edits and everything. What a great job, Trent Hunsaker. And hopefully I'll be able to do some stuff with him in the future. He's a great guy. Anything else you want to get off your chest on Turnbuckle Trash?
No, everything is good. We'll see what happens on Monday Night Raw tonight. And then other than that, I can't wait for the Survivor Series to go. And we can just, let's see what happens all this week in NXT, AEW, and then NWA Power. We'll
but didn't they set up Survivor Series really well on Friday night on SmackDown with NXT
you know what?
To take over?
That was excellent. Perfectly
loved
done.
Loved it.
Perfect.
Loved
Perfect.
It. Yeah. Okay, Chris, thanks for joining us. We'll probably be doing something right before Survivor Series or right after.
Okay.
And uh-huh. Once again, we're available on turnbuckletrash.net, also available on CastBox, and also we'll have a direct link available on the Cool 1039 webpage very soon. Thank you, Chris.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you all, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Chris. Always a great time talking to you. How about more with Zane Peterson next on Turnbuckle Trash.
More trash is on the way on turnbuckletrash.net.
Oh, he's got him in a subatomic headlock. Ow, that's gotta hurt.
Actually, I can tell you from experience, it does hurt.
You were a wrestler?
No, just married.
It's time to take out the trash.
Lots of people talking smack out there.
Talking smack about what?
About everything. RVD, talking smack, saying Impact's better than AEW. Oh, man, it seems like everybody's got smack to talk.
Isn't it amazing? Especially the Facebook pages, how these people think they know so much and they can't get it through their head that people have different opinions about different things, and that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, was it Chris posted something on Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page the other day? And I was just like, or we could just all enjoy wrestling together, you know? And it's like, good crime, and it's like, but I can't remember. RVD was talking smack, and then somebody, the women of AEW are I don't know, somehow involved with. I don't know. There's so much smack talking going on.
Yeah, and you know, RVD is he's saying that Impact is better than AEW. Some people are saying AEW is the best thing since sliced bread. Some people are worried because the ratings are down a little bit. And I think that's what Chris had posted on one of the Facebook pages. There was a gentleman that had disagreed with him, and it got a little bit personal for some unknown reason.
Yeah.
And one said, "Are you in the basement of your mom's house?" And I was like, Well, that's just not. People can disagree, and then it's just way too early to be discussing whether AEW is going to tank or whether it's going to succeed. Give me a break. I mean, we got 5 weeks in? Jeez.
Oh, dude, it's just funny, isn't it? It's just funny. I mean, it's, you know, it's, oh, and then tell me a little bit about this whole Nate Diaz was mad at The Rock for some reason. Rock was at UFC or something. Did you read about that at all?
All I saw was, because I got back late last night into my hotel room and went right to bed, and I had ESPN on, and The Rock was at the USC event with presenting the title. I don't know what happened there. So,
I don't know either. I didn't understand what was going on, but Nate Diaz was mad or something that The Rock was there, and I don't know. It's like, Dad, right. Shut up. The Rock would kill you. The Rock would squish you. That is not one small dude.
No. And there's hardly a bit of fat on him. I mean, he's as lean as they can be.
Oh, I'll say.
And Hobbs and Shaw, by the way, comes out on DVD this week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I was going to ask you, as we're talking about shows, and I know that you are a big fan of NWA Power.
Into the fire. I'm calling. Into the fire. Oh, yeah, dude.
Uh-huh. Good show, isn't it?
Dude, how awesome is Nick Aldis? And how awesome is Camille? Oh, dude, that's the best thing going on in wrestling right now.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I think I put on our Facebook page, the Turnbuckle Trash, that to my honest opinion, and this is my honest opinion, if I wanted to rate which ones that I enjoy the most, I would say number one is NWA Power, then number two, NXT, and I would go on down the line. I don't particularly like what ROH is. They've made some changes to their television program. I'm not 100% behind what they're doing because they're showing partial matches and then saying, you know, if you're a member of Honor Club, you can go see that. And I cannot address Impact because I don't have access to it right now, trying to find a way to access.
No pun intended.
Access. Yeah, that's right. You got me there.
Oh.
Got me there, my man.
That was funny, huh?
Yeah. You're a funny man.
Oh, dude. You know, I think NWA Power is the coolest thing on right now, and I still just love Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, too. I just love just the simplicity of it, dude.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, Dave. I haven't watched AEW at all. I don't know. I don't know if they air it after. If you can find it somewhere after it's aired on TNT, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen even one. I watched the pay-per-view All In, but I haven't seen anything yet.
It's not bad. I mean, they had a bit where Dustin was attacked, and I don't know if it's a work or if it's true that he broke his arm in the attack. And then you've got the new champions, SCU, over the Lucha Brothers, Lucha Bros, whatever you want to call them. And they've had some controversy there.
That's another botched move by AEW, yeah. Not listening to their fans.
Yeah, some of them say, Lucha Brothers should have been champs. Who cares, you know? They'll probably win it eventually. But there was that incident with Christopher Daniels getting legitimately injured by Pentagon on a botched package piledriver.
Oof.
And that did happen, and he's out 6 to 8 weeks and at least that much. So, you know, but then again, this is a physical form of entertainment. It's not 100% perfect. People do get hurt. A local promotion in Salt Lake City, UCW Zero, last night also had an event And once again, we're not playing favorites here. UCW Zero puts on fine events. They had an incident with a chair shot that went awry, and the competitor was actually sent to the hospital for testing. And they said he was released today and he would be fine, although did have a large gash in his head because of the chair shot.
Oh, Dave, things happen. And things change, too, dude. You know, titles change hands. You know, the industry changes. But, Dave, you know what we should do?
What's that?
We should give every fan exactly what they want.
Every fan should get exactly what they want.
Everything.
And, of course, you and I know exactly what every fan wants because we're fans. And nobody can disagree with us, correct?
Yeah. So I was listening to, the Busted Open Radio podcast and a few things this week as I'm driving around. And I just got to throw this in right now. Speaking of giving the fans what they want, I mean, how amazing is the Lana Bobby Lashley storyline?
You texted me, said you wanted to talk about this. Go for it.
Yeah, I can't hold it in. How freaking stupid is this storyline, dude? How freaking stupid is this? I just can't. Yeah, so there was a Bobby Lashley did an interview with somebody, I don't know. And this is totally him. He must have had to say this because of his contract or because he's, you know, got to be a company man. But they're like, they asked him about Bobby Lashley wanting Brock. And he's like, oh, yeah, eventually, you know, I'd love to get in the ring with Brock Lesnar, you know. And they said, well, now is it too late? Is it a missed opportunity and stuff? He's like, oh, no, you know, I wanted Brock right when I first came back to the company. But, you know, they told me that I needed to accept some of these other roles and I needed to get, you know, try some different characters out and get the fans behind me. And then, you know, it's like, what in the heck kind of crap is that? Dude, Bobby Lashley was the hottest thing in Impact and the hottest thing in Bellator when the WWE brought him back. Everybody already knew who he was.
And he got such a big pop when they announced him coming back.
Oh.
Remember that? It was huge.
Oh, yeah, and now it's just like, but I thought how that is like totally a something that he probably has to say.
Yeah.
When deep down inside he's like, what in the hell am I doing wasting my, you know? Don't get me wrong. I'm sure it's nice to be snuggling up next to Lana anytime, even if she's Rusev's wife.
Oh, yeah.
But you know, how stupid.
And then, you know, they had him coming back, get the fans behind him. That's about the time that he was doing that stuff for his sisters. I love you. My sister, yeah. I love you. That was the stupidest thing ever. I mean, that's not who Bobby Lashley is or who he should be.
Oh, yeah. I just was like, what in the world is this crap? Like, I don't know. You know, those guys, him and Brock could have put on. They could have torn a place apart, you know, put them in a no-holds-barred match, mm-hmm. No DQ, and they could fight around the arena. And they're both big enough guys that they could take a punch, and they just tear each other to pieces.
It would have been fun.
Oh, it would have been awesome. And I don't know, I mean, what's going to happen now? Now we got, That's where my frustration goes. Is it's like, tell me why somebody like Cain Velasquez gets a title shot over somebody that's been in the business forever, like Bobby Lashley. And I mean, do the fans really want Cain Velasquez? I don't know. I guess it's not our deal. It's not our business. It's not our. We're not the writers. But I'm just like, you guys.
Well, they brought him in a good way, you know, the Godfather of Dominic and. And then Brock attacking Dominic and Ray. So he was brought in a decent way. But to immediately give him a title shot and then have it go as awry as it did, nah. And Kane, he has been wrestling. He has been wrestling in AAA under a mask. And he does okay, you know. He knew what he was doing more so than Tyson Fury.
But also, you know, they signed they signed Cain Velasquez knowing that he had a knee injury. He's got to go out for surgery.
Oh, jeez.
So he's going to – that's the reason why the match was so short.
Oh, jeez.
So I think they said they signed him to a 3-year deal knowing that he had to have knee surgery and knowing that he might not be able to perform for a while after knee surgery.
You know what that's called? Keeping him away from AEW.
Huh.
That's all it is.
Well, and there's been
a
little
bit of a name, and they could have used him at A&W, but they're just trying to keep him away from AEW.
Well, there's been a lot of rumors of people like that, like the WWE offering people a lot more money just to get them to stay and stuff like that. I don't know how true those rumors are, but I don't know. I mean, do you think, like, Vince is, like, that bitter about not letting people go to competition?
Kinda, yeah. But, you know, I'll give Vince the credit he deserves sometimes. There can be people leave his company in a huff and saying nasty, terrible things about him. But if he sees that he can make a buck off of them, he welcomes them back open arms. Look what happened with Kurt Angle. Look what happened with Jerry the King Lawler. I mean, he goes to Jerry when he needs Jerry in a way and pays him good money. But Jerry left that company not in good terms when his wife, the Cat, was fired. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have a lot of good things to say about Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah.
So, but give Vince credit. He puts his business ahead of his personal feelings sometimes.
And I'm not going to lie, I don't really like the commentary team they've got going with him. You know, he's better with somebody like
JR.
Good old JR. And, you know, he'd be better with somebody even like Booker T or Taz or somebody like that. This new commentary team, I just don't care for.
Did you hear what happened on Friday Night SmackDown? They had Renee Young coming in at the commentary booth.
Oh, yeah, dude. She got kicked
in the face.
She got the SmackDown, didn't she?
Yeah, she got kicked in the face when one of the female competitors in that takeover angle got thrown over the commentary table, and she was trying to get away and got kicked in the face. She tweeted out, not doing commentary anymore.
Oh, but Renee Young.
Somebody on Real Wrestling Facebook page said, good riddance. I'm like, geez, the girl got kicked in the face. You know, give her credit. She was out there. She took the bump.
People are so ignorant. Did you know who is, like, so freaking awesome? I just got to talk for a sec. I'm all over the place today, and I apologize. There's so much I got to get out, and it's like when I got you on the phone, I'm like, oh, crap, brain fart. Like, I just drew a blank all of a sudden, and now all this stuff's like come back to me. It's like, so I was going to give you a little update on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood and how freaking awesome some of those guys are. So a couple weeks ago, I watched a match with Scorpio Sky, and I didn't know too much about him. Dude, that guy is so good.
He's an all elite wrestling.
So good.
Yeah, he is good.
There's so many freaking dang good people out there on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, on all these guys, you know, Pink. He is so ugly, but he is so good, dude.
They should put him up against the Briscoe brothers. That'd be a whole lot ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. He's good, though, dude. So good. Tell me a little bit about – I want to know. I was going to ask you a little bit about Jamie Iovine. He's always with Royce Isaacs in Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. But I don't know what his role is or what he does with –
I think he's one of the promoters, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I don't quote me on this one, but he plays the role of a manager quite often. And he comes out with Royce Isaac at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. In some promotions, Royce wrestles without a manager. In some promotions, he's wrestled with our friend the MK Bandit as a manager. But Jamie Ivey always plays, you know, that that rich character as a manager.
Yeah, that's he does a good job too.
Yeah.
He does a good job
good
too.
Job.
I don't know. Just there's so much awesome stuff out there right now, Dave. It's hard to just zero in on one or two shows. Even there's just so much good stuff, man.
And that's the thing. I think that we're just a little bit different than some podcasts that are out there that just want to criticize. We try to find something good in each promotion we watch. You know, I just said I can't comment a lot on Impact because I don't have a way to really watch Impact. I comment on the ones I get to watch. And if I can watch the highlights of Sami Callihan becoming the Impact champion, I'll watch the highlights on YouTube. And that's about all I can do right now. But if I can talk about All Elite because I can watch it, NXT because I really do like NXT, NWA Power because I really like NWA Power, then that's fine. We can't watch everything. We can't watch New Japan. I can't follow that a little bit, although Chris watches that a little bit. So he'll keep us up to date with that. But that's about the difference in the way we roll is that we try to find something good to say about each promotion. Even though with WWE, sometimes it's very tough.
And it's like, you know, if you don't like WWE and you're pissed, give it a break for a couple weeks. Churn it off. Go watch Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Give them a chance.
Yeah.
You know?
Get on Fight TV Network and get that app. MLW. That's a fine promotion. Watch it all.
Yeah.
Great promotion.
Two weeks ago, I watched Too Cold Scorpio. Or, I'm sorry, Scorpio Sky take on Royce Isaacs. And, dude, what an awesome match.
It was incredible. I watched that one too. And of course, he is now part of SoCal Uncensored, so he's on All Elite also.
Dude, it doesn't hurt my feelings one bit.
No.
Not at all. I mean,
the first time I saw him, I went, whoa, that guy's good.
Oh, yeah. It's super good. There's so much good stuff out there, Dave. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we got another week in behind us in the books. A little bit of controversy this week, but hey, you know what? It was still a good week, and there was still lots of professional wrestling out there that
still
was fun, man.
I wanted to get your opinion on one thing, okay? Before we let you go.
Absolutely.
There was a situation that occurred in Saudi Arabia that I was extremely happy for, and that's when Natalie and the Sassy Southern Belle were allowed to wrestle in the ring in Saudi Arabia, breaking that barrier for women's wrestling and for women in general in competition in the Saudi Arabia. We have been accused of being sexist at times, but we're also ones that have been behind the women's movement since before the women's movement in professional wrestling. And I think
is
really incredible.
Do you remember, I mean, what's it been now, 4 years ago? I mean, how long have we been doing this?
Oh, we've been doing this about 5 years now, so.
Unbelievable. 4 years ago when Impact Wrestling, you and I both were real big on Impact at the time.
Yeah,
we were
the
both watching
division.
It.
Yeah.
You know, and, dude, we both, I remember recording in studio at your work. And we had both watched Impact that week, and there was several names. I mean, I don't remember
Velvet
the names.
Velvet Sky and Angelina Love. And, some really good competitors.
I mean, Kim, what's her name?
Kim.
Gail Kim, yeah. Just so many of those. And both of us just bragging and bragging and talking the whole entire hour about how awesome that was and how awesome the women of the Impact women's division was and how better it was than the WWE because they were treating their talent better and giving them ring time. And I think that was the start right there of the women's evolution.
Yeah.
You know, because
we were talking about it, but the WWE saw that there were people out there very much interested in women's wrestling, like us, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I believe that's where it all came from. I really do.
Well, I'd like to give us credit for starting it.
Yeah, we started it. Yeah, we started it.
Oh, yeah, is that an awful sexist thing to say?
Yeah. It was all our doing.
It was all fat white males.
And by the way, I did talk to Manny Lemons. Manny was on my radio show on Friday, and we talked about that very thing because it had just happened in Saudi Arabia on Thanksgiving or on Halloween Day. So this is Manny Lemons talking about the situation with the women's wrestlers in Saudi Arabia, and I thought it was a pretty good from a promoter's and a competitor's viewpoint.
Just like you said, man, you know, wrestling, pro wrestling's changing the world. You know, everything in the daily life I do relates back to pro wrestling. You know, an event like that, it's just mind blowing because it's something that you would never thought you would ever see your entire life. And the fact that, you know, these women kept pushing for it, and it finally happened. You know, I mean, they've been pushing for it ever since they started going back to Crown Jewel, or whenever they started going over to overseas in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And like you said, breaking the normal norm of, oh, okay, now they can start seeing that, you know, it's not only just a man's sport, it's a women's sport. It's huge.
So thanks once again to Manny Lemons. And then quickly, one more thing. They are going to open up a Devotion Championship Wrestling Academy in Salt Lake City in December.
That's so cool. Good for him. He's such a stud.
Yeah.
Just a good dude, you know that?
Yeah.
And that was a good interview you did with him. Just short and really good. I listened to it on your blog, dude.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was excellent. Mm-hmm. I wanted to listen to it live, but I was right in the middle of a service call, so I didn't get to listen to it live.
That'll work.
But, oh, yeah, it sucks, huh?
Yeah.
Sucks bad. But, dude, what a good time. What a great time out there. You know, lots of stuff going on, lots of local stuff, lots of big-name stuff, lots of small-name stuff. I mean, you know, I just think it's going to be awesome, you know?
And I think that we're at such a good time right now for professional wrestling, and because there is so much diverse product out there, and it's getting good and bad publicity, but there's no such thing as bad publicity, not nowadays. But of course, you get the people that get their feelings hurt if somebody crosses their eyes at them and they get so mad, and then you get the fake news out there saying, oh, this is falling apart. But no, you know, just let everything go, and if it falls apart, it's going to fall apart. It's not going to fall apart right away. It ebbs and flows. And I think Martin Casals, Marty the Moth, talked about that with us 2 years ago and how the ebb and flow of professional wrestling.
Well, Dave, you're the man, dude. You always do such a good job with this podcast. And thanks for all your hard work editing and putting all the drops in and all that stuff. It really adds a lot to the show.
Appreciate
and
it,
so you do great work. And let's do this again in a couple of weeks. What do you say, dude?
Let's do that. I like that idea.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
How amazing is the Lana Bobby Lashley storyline.
your generation can't even crack an egg open and cook bacon without crying. Come on, man.
Manti, what?
I don't know. I'm eating ice cream, so I didn't hear you. I don't know, Dave. There's so much going on right now that's just makes me scratch my head.
This is what's wrong with wrestling.
Somebody get some incense in here.
Somebody light a match.
No, never mind. Don't do it. Not now.
You are the man with the plan. You are the women's pet and the men's regret.
I am too hot to handle, too cold to hold, too fat to be wet. It's hot.
Fine. You can take your Alliance Championship Wrestling, you can turn it sideways, and I'm going to do the rock here, and shove it up your candy, you know what.
That's my wife, poor wife. You guys are having a conversation over here. Meanwhile, the most important man alive is now standing next to you, the World Wrestling Entertainment Champion of the World, the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
She's just shaking her head the whole night, you know, going, who is this guy? Why did I marry this guy, you know?
They're twittering.
Oh, crap. Brain fart.
It was a blind squirrel searching for a nut.
Are we weird and everybody else is normal, or are we normal and everybody else is weird?
Into the fire!
Oh my god.
I'm calling!
That's my hour of relaxation right there with a whole bunch of guys in spandex beating each other to death.
That was funny, huh?